phenomena you're about to witness could well revolutionize your way of thinking. We are presenting startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
That's right, it's time for the riot once again. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larry M.
And we're here again, Judo Larry M, to let the people in on what we have to say on what's been happening this entire week. You feeling good?
I'm feeling great. I can't wait to hear your Twitter updates or your tweets or whatever the hell you call it.
Yes, you're giving it away, but definitely we have some updates on that. But in the interim, before we get going, Judo Larry M, you know what time it is.
It is time for that pimping, man.
Pimping, boy. Yeah, definitely we want to let people know of our slightly new addresses. You want to go to twitter.com/thatriotshow, all one word. Twitter.com/thatriotshow. You can also go to facebook.com/thatriotshow. You can go to thatriotshow.com, or you can go to YouTube and search for That Riot Show, because anywhere you want us, that's the way you'll get us. You can hear us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, player.fm, all the wonderful outlets where podcasts can be heard. And in all those cases, just search for That Riot Show.
And you can also hear Big Fat John doing Journey.
Or trying to in some horrible manner, Judo Larry M. But Judo Larry M, you feeling good this week?
I am feeling terrific.
Yeah?
I'm ready for the weekend.
You feeling sexually confident?
No.
All right. At least you're being honest. But yeah, you kind of alluded to Twitter. And you know what we do on Twitter, Judo Larry. And we love to troll and heckle people.
You troll the trolls.
Yeah. It's just horrible the way I do it. But I have to admit, this week I got some really good traction with some people who retweeted the riot. First of all, have you heard of this guy, Brad Thor?
Yeah, he's a conservative writer.
Yeah, he's an author. He writes a lot of stuff from with a conservative point of view. He writes things with like a CIA slant, you know. Yeah. So, you know, spy thrillers and stuff like that. Does a lot of research with the military. Apparently, he's a fan of the riot. He's listening to the riot now and enjoyed the fact that I poked some fun at Bono's expense.
Bono's.
Oh, sorry. Not Did I Bono's. Mispronounce that?
Yes.
Bono?
Yeah, Bono would be the Italian guy who was married to Cher.
Who ran into a tree.
Who died into a skiing accident, tragically.
Ran into a tree.
Which is where they got the line, I got you, babe.
Yeah, so Brad Thor appreciated a joke I had made on Twitter, and he let us know about it, so that's good to know. Also, Lawrence O'Donnell. You know, old Lawrence.
Oh, dopey liberal Lawrence.
Yeah. Well, you know that I bother him at least 20 times a week.
And that's
usually
it?
Yeah, usually he just ignores me, but this time he actually laughed, acknowledged that one of my barbs towards him was funny. He actually tweeted the riot show by saying, "Okay, that was funny."
What did you say to him?
I claimed that he can neither act nor inform the public on anything.
Oh, that was a tweet where he put that he is quote unquote acting
right
in some movie, and you put, and he goes, after I inform the nation, and right. You put in quotes, inform.
Yeah. Inform. Right. So he didn't care for that. Our friend, the Reverend Al Sharpton, also the target of the riot. You know, I guess, you know that guy Chris Hayes on MSNBC?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, he tweeted out, you know, turn on Politics Nation with the Reverend Al. Just turn it on. That's what he tweeted. Of course, when I was on Twitter, I was on the road, so all I had was my phone. I couldn't tune in. So I just replied to Chris Hayes saying, is he talking about pie again? I love it when Reverend Al talks about pie. Obviously alluding to the fact that he's a fat fuck who can't have anything of it to say than about food. But then it was funny because Reverend Al's people tweeted, nah, it's better than pie tonight.
Oh, boy.
What's better than pie, Judo Larry?
Jumping the broom.
Oh, shit.
Stop it.
That's a good one. I didn't expect that one. I would have accepted pussy. Pussy better than pie?
You get that after you jump the broom.
Nice, nice, nice. But anyway, yeah. So
and pie is usually in the shape of.
Stop it. All right. Yeah. But so Reverend Al, in his own way, giving a little bit of a shout out to the riot. And then, of course, one of our favorite gals, Julie Borowski, aka Libertarian Girl on YouTube. She's one of these extreme libertarians, but kind of a cutie, has a little bit of a Texas twang. Went back and forth with her re-one Taylor Swift.
Well, I'm a libertarian, but yeah. I'm not extreme.
Yeah, and neither one of us likes Taylor Swift.
Look, I'm going to be very honest. I've only heard one song. I mean, it's not music that I follow. But,
yeah.
But it was okay.
Yeah. I just think she's a twat.
Oh, come on.
I really do. I just don't like her. No, I don't. You know what it is?
Country girls are wholesome.
Yeah, I don't like that look.
I know.
And why is she wearing bikinis from 1947? Every picture of her I see on the beach, she's wearing a bikini that goes above her belly button, is like no leg showing.
Because she's trying not to be just another bimbo who shows
the
a lot of
skin. Fully covered.
And besides, what's wrong with wearing bathing suits from 1947? There's a country in North Korea where everybody dresses like it's 1953.
But apparently, Julie didn't appreciate my bikini humor and playfully started going back and forth.
Well, I'm sure she's from Texas. She probably listens to country music. Yeah. She likes Taylor.
But she had a good sense of humor about it. Yeah. I mean,
I think Taylor Swift's pretty. She's a sweet girl.
That poor thing,
she won that award that one time. Kanye West.
Yeah,
good name. He just ran on the stage and, you know, come on.
Yeah. No, not that I justify that, but, you know, I just don't like her. I don't care for her. There's something about her that turns me off. I can't say what
you
it is.
You just don't like white men.
Well, and you know what's weird? You know I like tall blondes. You would think she'd be perfect for me, but it was just like, yeah. There's something about her that's so inherently
turned
off.
Well, then that really doesn't make any sense. Why don't you travel with me? I've been to Norway, Denmark, Finland, Sweden in the past year.
I'll tell you why, because I'm of no use for any security operations. I'd spill the beans. I'd open my yap. I'd fall asleep on stakeout. Your job is boring. Let's face it. Unless there's a shootout, pal, your job is boring.
But important.
I didn't say it wasn't important. I said it was boring, pal.
And special.
So anyway, join the Twitter fun, the Twitter shenanigans, the Twitter snark. Of the riot as we constantly harangue people on Twitter. I also got on Kim Kardashian's case a little bit because she claimed that Katie Couric was a bit of a fraud, a fake friend. And I'm like, if anybody knows something about duplicitous twats,
it's you.
It's Kim Kardashian, of course. Anyway, so that was that, Judo Lariam. But let's move on to the topics of the week.
I hope you're done with your little soliloquy.
That's right, man.
Halifax.
Hello.
Anyway, a lot of people wanted to know what that's about, and that's our secret, Judo Lariam.
Sorry, that's an inside joke.
Yes, it was. Anyway, so let me ask you this, Judo Lariam. What do you think about the New York City mayor's campaign lately? Finally, we have a dick that fell out of the front runner's position. We're talking, of course, about Anthony Weiner.
You mean he's gone limp?
He's gone limp.
The campaign has gone limp?
Yes. Yes.
The campaign is flaccid?
Yes. It is no longer raging.
He's no longer erect in the polls?
That's right.
He's no longer
rising.
He's no longer up in fundraising?
Yes. In other words, we're saying he's a cocksucker.
Just so everybody knows, I got all these headlines from the Post. None of them are original.
Yeah, but Anthony Weiner falling, plummeting in the polls.
He's down to 10%.
And showing everyone the true pride of a liberal by refusing to bow out of the race, reserve some sort of dignity for himself and his family that he allegedly cares about. Instead, he wants to hang out while that broad that he was sending his cock pics to, Sydney Leathers, is out making sex tapes. And
she's making porn tapes.
Yeah, and she's
low-life fucking people.
What else is she going to do? Let her. I'm glad. Good for her. She's cashing in on her fame.
Her you like, your Taylor Swift you don't like.
Yeah, no, I don't mean I like her looks-wise, but I mean good for her. She's cashing in on her 15 minutes. If someone wants to pay her to, like, to have sex on film, let her pay. I have no problem with that. Let her make money off her 15 minutes. She's not hurting anybody. Anthony Weiner, on the other hand, absolutely zero dignity, still running in the campaign. Obviously, he gets matching funds from the campaign finance board. That's horrible. So I'm glad to see him plummeting in the polls. I'm glad to see him that he's going nowhere, that his career is over. But of course, now there's a little bit of shakeup.
I got to interrupt you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I hope his career is over. Yeah. I have a feeling that Weiner is going to be one of these guys like Mark Green, who used to be. For any of you who don't know this guy locally, Mark Green ran for every office that you could just imagine. I mean, the only job he could ever win was public advocate.
Right.
And he ran like basically unopposed.
Sort of like what Spitzer's doing right
now. Which is terrible because in this city, according to the city's charter, the public advocate is the number two person in the city.
Yes, he becomes mayor in the event the mayor is killed or whatever.
Yeah, it's not a deputy mayor takes over. Right. It's actually the public
advocate. It's a public advocate. And actually, I think the law is that the public advocate actually takes over for 10 days until an election can be scheduled or some shit like that. So you're right.
The point is, he wouldn't go away.
Though. Yeah, yeah. He's a vice president.
In a sense. Yeah. So, you know, and I get a feeling Wiener's one of those guys.
Yeah, well, Wiener doesn't know how to do anything else but be in politics.
I know.
And now we find out why his dopey wife stands by him is because she's going to be part of Hillary's 2016 presumptive presidential campaign.
These people are addicted to power. They don't want to be. She doesn't care what her stupid Wiener, the husband, just like Hillary. They don't care because they have their own agenda. They got their own goals. They want power. They want to be in.
But in some cases, it's not even that they're addicted to actual power. They're addicted to the image of power. To the concept of power. Because if you think about it, what does Huma Abedin have for herself now?
Well, nothing. But hanging out with the Secretary of State for 8 years was pretty cool.
And
the
Senator, of course.
Cool. You get all kinds of perks and crap, you can get things done. And because she's tight with her, she can say like to Hillary, like, listen, this guy's giving me a hard time. Can you like get rid of it? Like, can you get rid of him?
There's mob shit going on.
Well, look. You know, let's not be naive. But you know, come on. This is like that scene in The Godfather when Pacino tells Diane Keaton, he goes, my father's no different than like any other powerful man. He goes, like a U.S. senator or something. She goes, U.S. senators don't have people killed and hurt. And he goes, oh, come on.
Don't be naive, Kate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying. But anyway, so now the mayor's race is coming down on the Democratic side to this guy, Bill de Blasio, who is kind of an interesting character. We kind of touch on and Christine Quinn, who's the first openly lesbian candidate running for mayor. And she's starting to fall behind, too. I think people are just looking at her as a gimmick. On the Republican side, I don't know who you think is going to come up top. You think my Greek buddy's going to end up on top on the Republican side?
Kastem, I can't say my fucking name.
Yeah, did you notice that now he just goes by Johnny Katz?
Yeah. The commercials, he goes... But the only thing, though, he's got to learn to speak a little bit better.
Yeah, he
sounds actually.
He's got cotton mouth.
Like he looks like actually like an old gangster. He looks. He has these big fingers.
Meaty.
And he goes, Kathleen. What's her name? Quinn. What's her first name?
Quinn. Catherine.
Catherine.
He goes. Oh no, Christine.
Christine Quinn wants to something. I saw the commercial. He goes, and then but this was his commercial. You actually never hear in a commercial. He goes, that's a dumb idea. He says, well, I'm your mayor. I kick somebody's ass. And then like it just said, vote for me. And then said like John. And then had cats.
Yeah.
In red light. Then Mediti. Yeah. Yes.
Well, his name is Katsimidis, which is like a typical Greek name, and it's hard to pronounce and spell.
Yeah.
So now everything that is.
Cats a falafel.
So now you just see Johnny Katz, and then in small letters, Imedes. So it's Katz Imedes, you know. But yeah, not that I'm necessarily pro him because he's Greek, but at least he's a Greek guy who's a Republican this time around. Every other goddamn Greek that's run for office has been a liberal Democrat.
Yeah, that's actually unusual. But the reason for that, of course, is he's not in politics.
No, he's a businessman.
He's a businessman who just, you know. And then there's Loda. For whatever he's worth, but he doesn't seem to have like a personality for this.
But you're right. I saw that guy Katsimidis on TV for the first time. He does look like an extra from The Sopranos.
He does. Right. I'm not kidding. I'm not just saying this. I was watching him the other day. I was like, he's got like a little bit of Capone going on.
Maybe he could swing some of your people over to vote for him.
Maybe.
You know, una rata, una fata, you know.
Yeah, la. Look, they're not
same part of the world.
Tell you right there. Yeah, well, they're all
we insane. Both talk with our hands.
That's it.
Eat a lot of garlic.
That's what geniuses do. I want you to know.
Eat a lot of garlic.
Yeah.
Very, same thing.
Very, very fond of donkeys. And, but
go ahead and move me then.
Go ahead and move me. Come on.
Yes, you're going to be hearing more and more inside movie lines, folks. And if you could be the first to identify them, we'll get you some sort of prize.
Yeah, try to move me. I think that Katsimidis, look, maybe. He has enough money to keep himself going. So
yes, that's, he's like Bloomberg in that sense.
Yeah, that's not the issue. The only thing which was annoying is I did read an article this morning that said most of the nanny state shit that Bloomberg has done in his personal life and how that he's changed. He's used the government. Yeah. It was actually in the Times. But it said, I've actually been embraced by New Yorkers, but they're happy to see him go.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? It's like typical statist nonsense when you talk about Bloomberg. For example, most young people in the city now don't remember what it was like to not have bike lanes. Because he's been doing it for what? Like almost 12 years, 15 years or whatever?
He's been building it to it. Now it's just terrible.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Now you got to really look everywhere. It used to be the cars and the crazy taxi drivers and idiots on skateboards. Right. Now there are just those stupid city bikes everywhere.
And you know what it is? There's no law enforcement for them as drivers. So it's one thing if they have to obey the same laws, but they run red lights, they go against traffic, they don't stay in the bike lanes. So, you know, you're constantly, your head's on a swivel with these assholes.
Yeah.
But it's all justified because they're green. So in their mind, they're saving the planet.
Yeah.
Liberal douchebag hippies.
Yeah, it's just terrible. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And those stupid bike racks are such an eyesore.
Aren't they?
They're just ugly.
Not only they are not eyesore, but driving to our studios tonight, You know that corner where I have to turn when I drive, and there's that bike stand built, right? There was a double parked car on the other side of the street. I couldn't get by because those stupid bikes were in the way.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's horrible. It is a big fuck you to drivers. Bloomberg has just decided he hates New York City drivers. And these bike lanes, these new, like, in the middle of Times Square and Herald Square, where he puts up these parks where streets used to be, where urban streets used to be.
Right.
That's just a big fuck you to drivers. That's just like, I don't give a fuck about
they
you.
They think they're getting rid of traffic. And what they're really doing is making more of it elsewhere.
Yeah.
Because when you block off major areas like that, you just push the cars somewhere else.
Where are the rest of the 9 million people going
to
go?
Exactly. You know, this is the mistake that they used to make back in like the 70s and 80s. Every once in a while, they'd focus on like a neighborhood to fight crime.
Right, right.
And they'd chase away all the pimps and the drug dealers and the hookers, and they'd move 10 blocks south. Like, here we are. Right. You scared us from 42nd to 32nd. Good for you, asshole. Like, you're not really getting anywhere.
The drug dealers leave behind flyers. Visit us at our new location.
Yeah. We're closed right now, but you can find us on 51st, where these assholes aren't policing.
I remember for a while the hookers were doing that. So when they chased them out of Times Square initially, then they actually took residence on the Upper East Side in New York, which was a tonier neighborhood.
Yeah, it is.
And you would see like these really well-dressed hookers like on the street corners.
Yeah, or standing in doorways.
Yeah, not skanky, but still hookers.
Well, by definition, they're skanky.
Speaking of which, man, do you know any good rub and tug places?
A rub and a tug?
Yeah.
Close to the studio?
Yeah.
No, but back over where one of the bike racks is.
Oh, yeah?
No, actually, I don't.
Yeah.
But there probably is somewhere
around. What's your stance on the rub and tugs?
My stance on prostitution and all of it is to legalize it.
Whoa. Why make it disgusting? I didn't say prostitution. I said rub and tugs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Was I confusing this with the sex trade, you idiot? That's a very bad soliloquy. my stance, before you say something insane, is to legalize them.
Of course.
And to relegate it to one part of the city.
Oh, really?
And only there.
You would zone it?
Yes. And just everybody knows where it is. Like the same thing with gambling. Just have them all in the same place and everybody knows where it is. And if you want a good time or a bad time, gambling, hookers, drugs. Yeah. I would legalize drugs. Yeah. They're all there.
Like in the Boston's combat zone
or something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. And you legalize them and you take the money away from criminals and all that good money comes into the city.
Right.
And if you want to go do these things, everybody knows where it is. You make like part of your town like Las Vegas. Just like this is it.
Right,
like,
right.
Here it is. Here's the crazy part of town. Don't do it anywhere else. We'll arrest you and kill you. But if you're in this part of town.
But what's wrong with rub and tugs? See, you even grouped it in prostitution. Isn't rub and tugs therapeutic? You get a nice massage.
Yes, it is, Governor Spitzer. Yes, it
is. Get a nice massage. Make your back feel better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then release some of that pressure valve.
Then you could, before the splooge, you can take pictures of yourself like Wiener and send them out. I'm not saying they're dirty. In fact, I'm saying legalize it.
Yeah.
It's dirty the way it is now.
But
that you have to sneak around and you have to worry not to get arrested in a raid. And also the women who might have like whatever STDs or whatever. Yeah. You know, if you legalize it, you can test them and clean them and whatever.
I wouldn't even do that. I mean, for me, it's just
legalizing it would be just so much smarter. And the criminals make so much money off this shit.
Plus, I see no justification for prostitution being illegal.
No, it's ridiculous.
I don't.
It's childish.
Yeah.
It's primarily a religious objection.
I think it originated that way.
Yeah, because if you look at the people who object to it, it's the people who think that the practice of the sex is very dirty.
Right, right.
Very yucky. It's horrible. Yalla bugs.
Way to go, Sister Eugenia.
Who are you talking to? So, you know, the point is, all those things, all those vices,
yes,
just legalize them, dump it off in some part of town, and everybody knows that's where you go.
I agree.
Believe me, it will make so much money for this city, for this country. You could probably pay off our fucking debt.
I'm just for it, period. You're absolutely right. I mean, I think that... Really, when
and tell the police to stop worrying about
these
things.
Yeah, why worry about it? I mean,
they've got murderers and rapists to worry about.
The only thing you'd have to really worry about is making sure no kids get involved, that there's just nobody held against their will. But, I mean, you do that anyway in everything else.
Yeah, but so, it's illegal now and nobody's looking out for that.
I hear you.
It's already a mess.
No, you don't have to sell me. I mean, it started off as a joke, but yeah, I'm all for it. Rub and tugs, like prostitution palaces, BJ houses, whatever, cat houses.
Yeah, they.
I don't give a shit.
The hand job emporium? That's it. my friend Mark loves this story about this Korean place.
Yeah,
that in Korea though. I think this the story he was reading to me one time. There was a place you can go for a haircut and a hand job.
Nice,
which I think is a brilliant marketing.
Yeah,
you know, you
I like those places. I like those places in Thailand. You go in for a drink and they have chicks who can like do tricks with their pussies.
Let me tell you something.
They shoot out ping pong balls. They smoke cigars with their pussies. It's unbelievable.
They don't smoke cigars.
Yeah.
The ping pong ball, I've seen that. That's fantastic.
The cigar smoke I've seen.
Yes.
They actually put a lit cigar in their pussies, and then they use their vag muscles to like draw in the air through the thing.
I'm glad at the beginning of the show you didn't like the fact that I was alluding to pussy. And I use that word. Now he said, oh, yeah, there's cigars in their pussy.
But no, seriously, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm all for all that legalization.
Which is funny because ironically, there's a part of Thailand that is supposed to be just beautiful. Yeah. Everybody goes there. It's very, and it's called, check this out. The spelling is Phuket.
Yeah. Like fuck it.
Yeah. Well, Phuket, like whatever it is. Yeah. But it's supposed to be just beautiful tourist. But like the women there are supposed to be like incredible. I'm dying to go there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dying to go.
And go to the place with the ping pong balls.
I have a feeling that's all over the country. That might be like the national sport or something.
I think it might be.
Because they hate soccer. But
who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Anyway, so let's talk about some other stuff going on here. Hey, did you hear about this rodeo clown that's catching a lot of shit?
Would that be Jesse Jackson's son getting arrested?
No. An actual rodeo clown.
Oh, I thought you were being facetious.
No. And we'll talk about it later.
What did he do, the rodeo
clown? Well, in Missouri, at the Missouri State Fair, you know, they had a rodeo.
So this guy's white.
And this guy, I guess, is white. Actually, I never saw the color of his skin. I'm assuming he's white. But you know how the rodeo clowns come out? They entertain the, you know, the crowd, you know, between bull rides, whatever the fuck they do, halftime. Yeah. I don't know what they do in rodeos. But anyway, so this guy came out. This rodeo clown came out, and he was wearing an Obama mask. You know, like those rubber masks, like the ones of Nixon and Reagan, and they have one of Obama, and he was wearing that during his clown act. The shitstorm that ensued is unbelievable. The White House even issued a statement saying this was not Missouri's best moment or finest moment or something like that.
It is the show me state.
But why is the White House even commenting on that? And then second, you have fucking people losing their minds over this, that this clown dared to mock the president.
Oh, please.
The NAACP wants the Justice Department to investigate this as a hate crime. Can you deal with this as a hate crime?
I'm starting to think the NAACP is a hate crime.
Yeah. We're talking about a fucking clown.
Yeah.
They sent a fucking clown to sensitivity training. No. Wait. Let that sink in, Judo Lariam.
Oh, man.
A clown was ordered to go by his employer to sensitivity training.
That's bullshit.
His employer is the state of Missouri, basically.
Right.
What happened to the First Amendment?
Oh, God.
What happened to free speech? What happened to satire in this country? What happened to take a fucking joke?
What happened to the fact that stuff like this used to happen to Bush all the time and nobody complained?
Oh, sure. Sure. Just because I didn't want this to sound like the typical, well, you know, if Bush was president, I actually went to Google and I went to Google Images and I Googled anti-Bush protests. And you see all these pictures of guys wearing Bush masks. With him with devil horns,
yeah.
With the swastika on his forehead, right. Him engaged in sex, things that called him a war criminal, a terrorist, a baby killer. Now, I'm not even saying that those guys were wrong. I'm just saying that's part of political satire. That's part of protest. It's part of the First Amendment.
Part of dissent.
What makes these people think? What makes the NAACP think that this needs to be investigated as a hate crime?
What's the crime, though?
Mocking the president. And according to them, threatening him. Like a fucking rodeo clown in Missouri. What's he going to do? Like squirt him with those flowers off the lapel or something with water? How the fuck is a rodeo clown in Missouri wearing an Obama mask threatening the security of the president?
He's going to drive up to the White House in a hearse with like 20 other clowns.
Yeah, they all come out at once or something. What the fuck? Seriously.
Yeah, I know. That's just stupid.
And this enrages me to no end because the media just buys it. The media just repeats it like it's credible. They're giving it weight. Seriously. We're not even saying whether it was in good taste or not. I hate crime. By the way, Judalarium, this is why, and I think you're with me on this one, I think that all hate crime laws need to be stricken from the books.
Well,
I really do.
Yeah, my only thing with the hate crime laws is most of the laws are already on the books. So, like, I mean, I never saw the purpose of them.
Right.
Except that it
well, you fulfills, well, you and I both know the purpose.
Yeah, well, I know, but I'm just talking about the, you know, for the people who support it, it seems like, you know, they want the extra stuff. I mean, it's just another way to get you, but it's... But I think that they just, it's like an emotional process that the fact that your crime was motivated by what they think is hate, they think is like a separate category and needs like special attention.
Yeah, which I don't understand because like you said, if it's murder, if it's assault, if it's robbery, there's no need for hate crime legislation because those things are already against the law. And as far as I know, you have the right to be an ignorant asshole. This cowboy, this radio cowboy or clown or whatever the hell he was, has a right to express himself. Now, you might say his employer doesn't want him expressing himself in that manner, and that's fine.
Okay.
They can fire him.
They can fire him, yeah.
But to send him to sensitivity training, to have the NAACP call on the Justice Department for a hate crime investigation?
That's just ridiculous.
You know, it just demeans all the true cases of hate crimes.
Right.
This just devalues when something really does happen that is racially motivated that should be called out. This is the type of shit that makes all of us think that any hate crime, you know, it's like crying wolf.
Right. But it's just the silly nature of it.
Yes.
It's just, you know, like, if I look, you know, as far as sending him to the sensitivity training, that might just be a clever way by the employer just not to have to fire him. Oh, well, we sent him to some sensitivity training. Now he'll come back to work and he won't wear the mask anymore.
Right.
You know, like that kind of thing.
But of course, the correct answer in those situations is, as we always say,
go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, of course.
Yeah, no, this is just another kick in the teeth for the First Amendment.
Well, it's the First Amendment. It's the concept that there's such things as hate crimes. It's also the concept and the belief that this president, President Obama, is somehow beyond reproach. He is beyond criticism. That we can't say that the emperor has no clothes. Because he's the first half-black president in the history of this country. And in doing so, any criticism that's leveled at him, it seems, by necessity, is racist, is cause for hate crime investigation. Like I said, nobody decided to investigate all those white assholes for calling Bush a Nazi, a terrorist, and posing with pictures of him with those stupid masks, burning him in effigy, portraying him as a Nazi. They did the same thing to Rudy Giuliani. They did the same thing to Papa Bush. They did the same thing to Reagan. Of course, there were also parodies of Democratic presidents like Clinton and Jimmy Carter. So it's not that all of a sudden there's been this political and satirical awakening in this country that's targeting Obama. It goes with the job. You have to expect that people are going to be dissatisfied with what you do and that they have the right to call you out on it. They have the right to perform their satire. And again, if Obama wants to come out and say, you know what, I didn't find that funny and I wish he would stop, fair enough.
But you know what amazes me about it is that they're even focusing on this.
Yes.
Who the hell cares? He's a rodeo clown, for God's sake.
That's what I'm saying.
If this is about, like, on the same level of seriousness as, like, being a referee in a wrestling match.
Right. I mean, he's not a political commentator. He's just not a newscaster.
He's like a goof. I mean, there's nothing hateful or stupid about it. I mean, look, as it is, they're already dressing up as a clown, which have been vilified in our society now.
Right.
As, like, scaring children for the past 20
years. Oh, and by the way, you want to hear something funny?
Sure.
There's actually a clown community, as funny as this sounds, that has a legitimate president. The president of the American Clown Association, or whatever the fuck it is a woman who says that she wants to disavow herself and her organization from this rodeo clown because a real clown, here's the quote, a real clown wouldn't mock Obama.
A real clown wouldn't mock Obama.
And this is according to Miss Judy Quest, who is the board member and past president of the Clowns of America International.
Oh,
first of all, did you ever think that there was a union of clowns? I mean, aside from the usual ones, but I mean, like, a literal union for clowns?
I actually forget that there's a rodeo.
And if
don't
there
mock
were,
Barack.
Very good. And if there were a union for clowns.
It's called the Congress.
But even if you ever imagined that there was a union for clowns, did you ever think they'd come out with the position that clowns shouldn't mock the president?
Or a position statement. Is that our fellow clowns?
Think about how stupid that is. Seriously.
It's beyond ridiculous.
Think of how we look to foreign dignitaries. You know, they have to investigate a clown and send him to sensitivity training.
For this hate crime.
For the hate crime of putting on an Obama mask.
For putting on a rubber mask of somebody whose job performance is about as good as a rodeo clown.
Exactly. What the fuck, people?
My goodness.
Everyone should be standing up and telling the NAACP to go fuck itself.
Yeah.
That's what it should be doing right now.
I don't think this will go anywhere, though.
It doesn't matter. The fact that it's actually in the news this week is crazy to me. That people would actually care what a fucking rodeo clown did. And again, it's an extension of, A, the fact that we have hate crime laws, which I think should be repealed immediately. They're only there to enforce political correctness. State-mandated political correctness.
Right.
Right? We've said it 100 times. If I shoot you in the head, you're dead. If I shoot you in the head and call you a nigger along the way, are you any less dead or more dead?
No.
So this hate crime thing is really just a way that the government, that the state, can further prosecute you if you don't fall in line. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Because I always said, I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I said, do I really care if the person who kills me, God forbid, but if somebody were to kill me, do I really care if the hand that pulls the trigger is white or black? Or if they shot me for my wallet, or they shot me because I'm white? Or I mean, I'm not going to care.
Right.
I'm dead, for God's sakes. Whatever's motivating this person, whether it's financial, whether it's just ugly, it doesn't mean shit. I mean, you know, we have laws already that punish these people.
Right. But it's this whole trend towards more restriction of speech, less freedom of speech, as far as I'm concerned. Like, here's some. You think that I only defend seemingly right-wing people? Here's something I'll defend. Did you hear this? Did you hear this uproar over this YouTube parody of Harriet Tubman?
No.
It was called the Harriet Tubman sex tape.
Well, that would be impossible.
So. Exactly. Okay. But I mean, it was a parody. It was a little comedy skit.
No, I don't know.
And basically, Russell Simmons, the head of Def Jam, the older brother of Reverend Run from Run DMC.
Ron Simmons?
Russell Simmons. Yeah. So Russell Simmons basically put up on his YouTube channel this little 7-minute like comedy sketch of Harriet Tubman. In the days when she was running the Underground Railroad, and that the reason she was able to run it was because she had sex with the Massa and had her husband film it from the closet. Meaning that she blackmailed him with a sex tape. Now, maybe it's funny, maybe it's not. But very clearly, this is meant to be a joke. Russell Simmons put up a sketch. In my mind, no different than what, say, Dave Chappelle used to do on The Chappelle Show. Do you remember that one sketch where they went back in time and they ran into slave masters? And there was this whole thing around, you know, because comedy at times can be used to make social points. And I, you know, in this particular case, again, I didn't think it was funny. I thought it was innovative in the sense that it was something, a departure from the norm. But why is everybody up in arms around it? To the point where they made this poor bastard apologize publicly. He yanked it off his YouTube channel. And you have everybody calling for his head, basically. And he issued a...
So what is it, the tape? It's a, you see her having sex with some white guy?
I'll show it to you after the show.
It's supposed to be that she blackmailed him with the tape. And that's how she managed to keep the railroad going?
Exactly.
Oh, all right.
It is really just meant to be something stupid. It's like abstract comedy, if you want to think about it that way. Yeah. Sketch comedy. Like I said, they just showed this heavyset black woman. You don't see any nudity or anything. And she basically convinces what looks to be her husband. And it's funny because they have like a camera, but it's made out of wood. You know, because it's like, you know, obviously there were no cameras. So, but I think what people objected to, this is how little they think of their young people. That one of the objections was that people will see this videotape and think this is what Harriet Tubman really did. What is that? That is so wrong on so many different levels.
It's so stupid on so many levels.
First of all, who the fuck cares what people think when you make a comedy piece? If you don't like it, don't watch it. That's the first thing. There's no need for public pressure or censorship.
Yeah, but the first thing that comes into your mind should be what we just talked about. There were no cameras back then. Yeah. So how could this possibly be what really happened?
Instead of worrying what Russell Simmons' little comedy video is making kids think, why don't you sit down and explain to your stupid kids about their heritage, if that's what's important to you? Why don't you explain to them who Harriet Tubman was, who Frederick Douglass was? Explain to them what slavery was in this country. Right. If that's what you're concerned about, why the fuck are you worried about a 7-minute... This is like that Islam YouTube thing that they put the guy in jail for.
Yeah, it's
exact same fucking thing. I don't understand where this country is headed with free speech, Judolarium, and expression, and satire, and sarcasm.
Yeah.
Where people walk around in this country thinking they have the right not to be offended.
Right. That's taken over.
You're absolutely it has.
That's taken over. The right to be offended and to have it redressed has become more important than people's right to express themselves.
Yeah.
it kind of said, the first time I really heard about this kind of thing was, but even I thought maybe it crossed the line, it was when Larry Flint made that thing about Jerry Falwell.
Right.
And he implied that Jerry Falwell's first sexual experience was with his mother in an outhouse.
Right. And Falwell sued him for slander. Right. Or libel and slander, sometimes, whichever one it was.
Yeah.
But I think Flint won, right? Because he said it was parody, and parody is protected speech.
Right.
That people understood that he really wasn't saying that the guy had sex with his mother.
Right.
Right? That it was parody. And that's clearly what this case is. Does anybody out there really think that Harriet Tubman got by on a sex tape, you fucking morons, before film was invented, before cameras were invented? You fucking idiot.
And that her husband willingly filmed would go along with. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, of course, it's meant to be ridiculous.
That somebody got upset about it. It's on the same level as getting mad at the rodeo.
And I'm kind of mad at Russell Simmons because he's rich enough to withstand this sort of thing. He could have made a statement for free speech.
Right.
By saying, fuck you, if you don't like it, don't watch it.
Instead of doing vote or die, he should be doing free speech or die.
Yeah. I mean, on some level, I agree with you, because it's horrible, just absolutely horrible to me that we're taking our rights as citizens for granted. Like the First Amendment, the right to free speech, free assembly, freedom of religion, the Second Amendment, right to protect yourself by bearing arms, the Fourth Amendment,
unlawful search and seizure.
Yeah, the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. These are the Bill of Rights is your guarantee of protection against a tyrannical government, and you fucking assholes are wasting it away because someone offended your sensibilities on Harriet Tubman. Come on, are we that stupid as a nation?
Yes.
apparently.
No, but look, honestly, there's a certain percentage of people, and this is the world that they live in. And they want to live in a sanitized world where you don't get to do any of this stuff. You don't get, so they don't have to be offended. They don't have to have their feelings
disgusting.
Hurt. They also think that because doing things like this encourages hate and racism and hate, misogyny and xenophobia and like every other thing, that they want to wipe off the face of the earth. So, you know, unfortunately, I mean, look, even that stupid thing with Don Imus, he called the nappy-headed host.
Right.
Look how much trouble he got in for it. The only problem
is... He got fired for it.
Yeah. But, you know, very rarely it goes against anybody other than white guys. But even just recently, you had the thing with Riley Cooper in the NFL.
Right.
Okay. And whoever tweeted Riley Cooper for president, shame on you.
Yeah.
And then by the same time, Hugh Douglas, the former NFL player, he actually got fired from ESPN.
Who is a black man.
Who's black, who called another black guy on the show the N-word and some curses. He was drunk.
Yep.
And they actually did fire him.
Right. Horrible, by the way. Now, listen, that's a slightly different case in that that's a private employer that says, I don't want my employees calling each other niggers in public. Right. I mean, I understand that part of it. It's not because it's a curtail of free speech. It's because you're not representing your employer properly. But, I mean, Russell Simmons puts out this tape. Or, I don't even know if he produced it or not, but he put it on his channel. Why is he being held to this standard?
I don't think he produced it.
I don't know for sure.
I don't think so.
But he put it on
his channel. I think he just posted it.
Yeah, or maybe his company produced it. Maybe he didn't personally do it. I don't know. But my point is, just show your displeasure for God's sake. And again, I'm not saying that the people who are protesting are doing anything illegal. They're not violating the Constitution. I'm not saying that. But the concept that in a free society, a country such as ours that was built on free speech, expression, and pushing things forward, now we're afraid to have our feelings hurt. Right. We're worried about bullying. We're worried that our stupid, uneducated, youthful, like little rugrat are not going to be able to tell the difference that a woman who lived in the 1700s could not have possibly made a sex tape.
1700s?
Yeah, wasn't it?
Well, that would be like 16-something, right?
No, 17. I didn't say 17th century. I said 1700s.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right.
But my point being is like, there were no cameras, you fucking idiots.
No, the whole thing is ridiculous.
Why don't you look at your kid? See, if I was a parent and my kid came to me and said, Dad, is it true that Harriet Tubman made a sex tape? You know what my first reaction would be? It wouldn't be, let me protest Russell Simmons for putting it on YouTube. My first thing would be, I'm talking to your fucking teacher because apparently they ain't teaching you shit in those schools.
Unless your next door neighbor's named Harriet Tubman.
Good one.
She might have made a tape.
But that's what I'm saying. It's I don't understand how anyone could take that seriously and why we're letting our basic freedoms erode, Judah Lariam.
Yeah. I know. It's depressing. You know, the whole PC thing is just swept the nation, and you have to watch what you say. Like, even in my job, you know, you have to, you know, there's certain jokes you can't tell. You know, I mean, look, I understand that some things are over the line, like that crazy mayor in San Diego, you know.
Oh, he's the best. Like, he's my hero now. I love this fucking guy. Did you hear the latest?
Wait a minute. Big Fat John actually likes a Democrat. Hold the presses. Call the New York Times.
Filner is now my hero, ladies and gentlemen.
Halifax.
Yeah, Halifax, San Diego. But, like, now there's a great-grandmother accusing him of sexually harassing her.
Oh, yeah.
A great-grandmother.
Apparently, hey. He palms him, great-granny, but...
That's okay, though. It shows he's not ageist. He fucking views any pussy in a storm, brother.
Yep.
Any vagina in bad weather.
Anything that's female and breathing, apparently,
good
is
for
worth
him.
Groping or touching.
He's a man for all races and ages. What's wrong with you?
Why'd you ask him where to get a rub and a tug?
If I'm in San Francisco, I might.
San Diego.
Why did I say San Francisco?
Because you're a big, luscious, fruity guy.
Delicious. They have rub and tug there.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Sometimes the jokes are just for ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. We don't care if you listen in or not. But yeah, this guy, Filner, keeping it going, huh?
And he refuses.
Fuck free speech concerns with him.
Yeah, no, but not only that. Talk about somebody who refuses to leave power.
No.
Like you were saying before, Wiener should drop out.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a bit of a douche. This guy's going the extra mile. Yeah. He's grabbing ads.
Yeah.
He's bombing tits.
Yep.
I'm not leaving my job. Yeah. I'm doing a very good job.
They're taking him out on his shield, I'm telling you.
On his sword, yes.
He's going out on his shield like an ancient Spartan. Yeah. Like, you should resign. Fuck you.
No. Actually, I should stay and grab somebody else's ass. Come over here.
He's been banned by Hooters.
Yes. I forgot that. It was on the post the other day. It says, this boob banned in Hooters. And you see four chicks in their boobs like they're racks like, with like French fries. It was so stupid.
Yeah, because he's not the kind of patron they want at Hooters.
Actually, it is.
Dopey thing.
He's exactly who they want. Some idiot who doesn't care what he's eating and just wants to stare at Hooters. Yeah.
Now... Unbelievable. We got a guy in San Diego who's like feeling up great grandmothers. We've got somebody running for a comptroller in New York City who, as governor,
organized hookers
across state lines. We got another guy running for mayor who enjoys sending cock pics.
Pictures of his cock.
Repeatedly, who after being caught and having his career ruined, decided he was going to do it again.
I'm going to do it again because they won't be thinking I'll do it again.
It's a psych job.
Psych.
What a dummy. See, even if you say to yourself, well, it's not our business what he does in private. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Sending cock pics is none of my business.
It's not my business.
But tell me about the judgment of someone.
But why do you have to be my mayor?
Exactly.
Good, go home and send some more pictures out.
Yeah. I mean, come on. How do I know that in the middle of the day he should be doing mayor stuff and he's not in the back room jerking off, sending off cock pics to some other like Sidney Leathers looking hoe somewhere halfway across the country?
Why should I? And what qualifies him to be mayor? There's always this crazy thing with people that they think that just because somebody's running for office that they're
qualified.
You must be qualified. No, actually, that's not true. He's not. Quinn's not. De Blasio's not. I mean, it's a pretty weak crowd out there. And, of course, the other story that ties into all this pot, which is funny, there was a picture of some guy the other day, this young black guy who claimed that he's, like, related to Michelle Obama or something. And he tried to hack into her like checking account.
Nice.
I had a picture of him. I'm like,
nice.
I had a picture of him on the post. He's like,
so this guy decided he was going to hack into my.
Yeah, something. He claimed that he was like related to her or like something. So he was entitled like to some of her money.
My goodness.
Oh, it's so stupid.
Some people are just fucking out of their minds.
Yeah,
is what it comes down to.
Yeah, they're all nuts. All these stalkers who've recently been like arrested. The guy who was stalking Miss USA. There's another good story. They arrested the guy who was stalking Miss USA. Did you read about this?
I read the whole story, but
here's how stupid this guy is. He tried to follow her to some event, like in a hotel or something like that. But when they gave him like the guest registry book, he put his real name in it.
That'll throw him off the trail. Yeah,
so eventually, they got like a picture of him. They put the name together. They went and arrested him. He goes, oh, yeah, but I'm really in love with her.
Asshole.
Just nuts.
I fear for the human race. Oh, I really do.
And now Jesse Jackson's kid is going to jail for 30
months. You can't
wait.
You've been chomping at the bit at this one.
Well, it's far funnier than depressing things like going after rodeo clowns.
What's more depressing than somebody who got elected to office while he was in a mental institution?
Right.
Right? So we're not making this up.
Right.
When he got elected last November, he was actually, he had a mental breakdown. He was in a mental institution. Yeah. That didn't seem to bother the brave voters of Chicago.
Yeah.
And now that he's out of the loony bin, he's been
$750,000 from the campaign fund. He and his wife, and she's getting like 12 months. He got 30 or something like that. And they bought Blu-ray DVDs. They bought watches. Yeah. They bought a car. They did like every stupid thing you could. They went and all bought like stupid flashy shit.
Keep hope alive.
Yeah.
Keep hope alive.
And keep my bank account.
Yeah, right. See, that was going to be my next line. You stole it, you bastard.
like I knew. my great powers of... I must have ESPN.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but I wanted to get that in because I just thought it was just right. But you know what? I give him a little credit.
He made
a statement. He goes, this is nobody's fault but mine. I want to take responsibility for it. I'm not blaming anybody. Yeah. He didn't go the route of, like, I'm sick, I'm hurt, my father's a douche.
Right.
Like, you know, like he just said, I fucked up. This is it. I'm doing my 30 months. Kaboom. He's gone. Like, that's it. And the wife, too. But the only thing which, of course, is sad all this is they have like two kids. So what are these two kids going to, you know?
Unbelievable.
Just terrible.
Hey, have you been following what's been going on in the Middle East? Did you hear this? Did you hear this? There was a woman, a girl who got elected to public office in Iran. But the second she got elected, she got disqualified for, and I'm quoting, being too sexy. So I looked up a picture of this broad, you know, the broad that's too sexy for Iranian politics.
Does she have a mighty Joe Young look?
She's a 4 out of 10 at best.
Yeah.
First of all, she's wearing that stupid hijab, so all you see is like between her eyes and her mustache. That's it.
Well, over there, that's already a 10.
Yeah. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, no wonder these people want to kill us. They have to call a 4 too sexy for public office. Yeah, a 4.
But their whole, like, that part of the world, the level of misogyny is just incredible. They blame them for everything. I told you when we talked about this like months ago, I told you about that crazy cleric over there who claimed that the reason with the world has been having so many earthquakes is because women are not dressing modestly.
Well, he's right. They're dressing like cunts. Let's admit it.
Oh, come on. Thank you, Mr. Free Speech, First Amendment.
By the way,
letting people express themselves.
Here's a picture of the bitch. Tell me that this is too sexy for office.
That's a 2 on a 10. And what's that scribble next? Oh, I'm sorry. It's farce. But
this is what's too sexy for the Iranian people.
It's too sexy for Pluto. But let me tell you something. The level of... They blame them for everything. So he said that the reason that we're having earthquakes is because women aren't dressing modestly. And it gets the men all worked up. And when the men get worked up, the heat comes from their body and goes into the ground.
Yeah.
And that's what's causing earthquakes.
Hey, that's as good a scientific explanation as global warming,
it's on the same level. It's on the same level as a triceratops with a saddle. Fucking morons.
Oh, but it's about the same as climate change.
But it's stupid. Yeah, it's just stupid. They blame them for everything. They damage their clitoris so they won't be promiscuous. He's laughing, this fucking idiot.
What's wrong with that?
Everything.
You're too fucking open-minded, you know, Larry. You gotta get these bitches in control. It's the bitches that'll get you. You know that.
No, we don't have to get the bitches. We have to get religious kooks under control. Because they are...
Oh, my goodness.
What, already?
That's a bad one, bro.
Woo. Poochie capesta.
That's a bad one. That's a really bad
Maybe
one.
I could interest you in some fajita poppers or extreme nachos. Some shrimp poppers or extreme fajitas.
Hey, what about our Muslim Brotherhood brothers out in Egypt? What's going on over there?
There's no sense doing that with your hands, John. Nobody can see
it. I'm flashing Muslim Brotherhood signs.
He does the M, I do the B. It really stands for Milton Bradley. Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, seriously, what's going on in Egypt?
Hopefully they're getting killed. The Muslim Brotherhood are rioting like crazy.
Yeah.
They want Morsi back in.
We should welcome him to the show then.
And why?
Because they're rioting.
Oh, they're rioting. Very good.
Riot, pussy riot.
We must riot. Allah wants us to riot. What's that, a gun? Fuck you.
Can you imagine there's like two Farsi versions of us in Egypt? Right. Yeah. Muslim riot. We want a riot. Muslim riot. We want a riot.
Somewhere over there, yeah, is the Mecca riot.
The Mecca riot.
Let me tell you, stupid Christians.
There's two. Somewhere over there, there's two assholes like us wearing turbans on their heads doing a podcast. Like, these women are out of control.
They're causing earthquakes.
Larry Al-Assad.
Johnny Muhammad. Let me tell you something.
Listen here, you stupid.
You stupid Western pigs. She's a 4. How dare you? She's a 9.4.
I'm telling you, you want to stop the earthquakes, you stop these bitches from getting elected. What is your problem, Larry Muhammad Assad? Assad.
Well, Johnny Al-Muhammad.
We should go try out for Al Jazeera America or whatever.
Oh, yeah. They love us over there. Yep. Hey, you talents have a job for us.
Hey, look. We're kind of olive-skinned. I'm sure if we grow a mustache and a beard, we could pass for fucking whatever it is.
You're,
that got
you're
over
already
there.
Halfway there.
I'm halfway there. That's right.
You hairy fuck. Look at you. You're like a chia pet.
Yeah. All I need to do is bring my pet camel along, chop a few clits in the studio, and then we're ready to go.
As you can see, I already speak the language.
That's right. You're very talented.
Holy you stand shit. Right here, Lonnie Nelson. Hello, sir. I'm sorry. I can't stand the American East Coast.
That's right. I'll stop showering for 4 days. I'll fit right in.
Two will do it. That's funny. There's probably two idiots. Yeah. The Mecca Riot.
The Mecca Riot. We got to come up with a song for them.
But I want to be a gangster.
Damn, it's good to be a cleric.
Damn, it's good to be a fanatic.
For you coochie-eating fanatics.
Or you coochie-eating infidels.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we're living up to the no education value part of the intro here. That's for damn sure.
Think of all the things we talked about.
I can't even begin to make. When I sit down and write up the summary of this show, I don't know where to start. We're talking about clits getting chopped off, riots in Egypt, the Muslim John and Larry podcast.
Jesse Jackson's kids going to jail. We have rodeo clients.
Rodeo clowns being sent to sensitivity training. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
And of course, that little constitution.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
All right.
All right, you know what?
On that note,
it's about time, I think, Judo Larian.
I think so.
Anything else you want to inform the people of? Anything for our brothers out in Egypt? Who, by the way, I still don't know what the fuck the riot's about. What's the riot? Seriously, what's the riot?
The riot is about Morsi was in charge.
Yeah.
And the military removed him.
Oh, it's a military
but he,
coup.
But he won the election, I mean, yeah, originally.
That
but,
don't matter.
But it's a country that's really like half secular.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a real problem there because they don't want to live under the Muslim stupid rules of like everybody's got to be in at 8 o'clock and cut your clit off.
But there's also these religious clashes. Like I heard they're like destroying Coptic churches.
And, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They burned churches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I saw a powerful picture on somebody's Facebook today of, and this is something that we always talk about, but apparently there was a bunch of moderate Muslim clerics,
all four of them,
yeah, who formed a human wall in front of a Coptic church,
really,
to protect it from whoever was attacking it. And there's this picture of, you see like literally about 50 of these guys, you know, interlocking arms, forming like a human wall around a Coptic church while mass was taking place inside for Christians. Very powerful. And I'm glad to see an image like that come out because it kind of gives us some hope, at least, you know, because you and I always say if it's only a small percentage of the Muslim population that's radical, why don't we hear more about moderate Muslim voices standing up? And here you go. You know, so if we're going to be the first to say, where are they? Let's be the first to give credit where when we do see it. So apparently, I don't remember the name of the town, but apparently there were some Muslim clerics again and lay people who put their lives on the line to protect those of Coptic Christians. So good for that. It's heartening to see that. And so what do you think? Is the Muslim Brotherhood going to take over?
I don't think so, but I really hope not. I mean, you know.
And what do you think about our president not even interrupting his golf game to address the situation?
Well, he doesn't have to. He's a Muslim.
Oh, shit.
Oh, stop that.
But what's our play? What's the U.S. play?
You know what? You want to know the truth? Is we don't have much of a play. We don't have a lot of clout. Yeah, we don't have a lot of clout. We don't have an in here. There's nobody like Mubarak to suck our balls. I mean, we really have very little leverage right now. I don't even say, other than letting it play out and putting out the usual condemnation of violence.
What about these people calling for the immediate cessation of aid military aid to Egypt.
Well, I actually think that's a good idea.
You think that'll help?
Yeah, I think we have to completely step back from this and let it play out. Because we don't have any play here. We don't have any. The military and these guys, they're not crazy about it. The only thing that's good about them is that they don't hate us as much as the kooky religious nuts.
Right, right.
You know, so, but I don't think we have a lot of leverage, Emil, unless I'm missing something.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to tell. I don't see that we have, you know, it's not like this thing in Syria. Where, you know, we could help the rebels if we wanted to, the fuck up that guy, Assad, you know. But I don't think we have a very strong hand here.
Really?
So I actually think we're just going to have to let it play out.
I kind of defer to you because you're like the foreign policy guy of the two of us. Yeah. I tend to focus more on domestic issues.
Yeah.
But
no, I've been following it, but I think somebody, I don't want to steal it from, I think somebody in the Obama administration kind of implied that today, that one of their like advisors said, well, we don't really have like much of a, you know, we don't have a strong hand here. So there's not much. So I think, unfortunately, they're just going to have to let it play out. And hope that whoever eventually takes over is not
somebody
you
deal with.
We can deal with isn't somebody who's just going to be fucking Allah Akbar every 5 seconds and take that Mecca, John and Larry. Ripping off our gig, wearing those stupid Halloween outfits.
You know what? Do you have any Pussy Riot music? Maybe we should use that as part of the opening. I don't have any.
No, because I like good music. Unfortunately, I heard some of their songs.
Yeah. It's not that good.
It's more a cause célèbre.
It's more the concept of, again, freedom of expression than it is their actual music. Their
because
music kind of blows.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just terrible. I mean, the novelty of it is these crazy Russian chicks wearing like Mexican pro wrestler masks running up on top of a building going, yeah, Putin sucks, he licks my pussy, blah, 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 fuck you and thank you, and they bow and they leave, like in front of like a construction site, and they all go, hey.
Yeah,
you know, I heard some of them, and but like every song is like, Putin's afraid, Putin's a pussy, Putin's a pussy, Putin, put, like it's all, you know, just
Putin, puta.
Yeah. Well, that's the Spanish version.
There you go, the Spanish riot,
the Inquisition. So
anyway, all right, Judolarium, I think it's time to about wrap up. What do you think?
I think we're done.
All right. Until next week, then, don't forget to check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/thatriotshow. Let's also go to facebook.com/thatriotshow. We could also go to thatriotshow.com. Go to YouTube, look for That Riot Show. Until next week, this is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judah Larry M.
Peace. Bye.